Charles Edward Oney, 1-614-882-8472. Westerville, Ohio, 3528 Panama Street, zip 43081.
Hello?
Is Mr. Oney there?
No, he's not. He's out of town. Can I take a message?
My name's J.C. Porter, and I'm calling from Marion, Indiana. And I've been working on the family tree. Is he Ed Oney's son?
Yes, he is.
I was talking to Ed Oney this summer, and he said that... Oh, well, okay, Ed Oney is my great-great-uncle.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother is, are you familiar with any of the people down around Olive Hill and Ashland?
Yes, I am.
My grandmother is Grace Porter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know her?
My grandfather does.
Yeah, that's his niece.
Right.
And anyway, I've been working on the family tree, and... And is, let's see, is Charles Ed Oney, is he your father, or?
Mm-hmm. Right, that's my dad. This is Linda Oney.
Yeah. Has he been working on the family tree any?
Oh, he did quite a ways back. He traced everything back. I don't know how far he went.
Well, I wrote you guys a letter.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever get it?
Yeah, he mentioned that to me.
Has he been pretty busy or something?
Probably, I guess. Do you want me to talk to him about sending you a copy or something?
Yeah, I'd be real interested in that. I wrote him...
What's your address?
Okay, my name's J.C. Porter.
Okay.
And the address is 4615 South Selby, S-E-L-B-Y, 4615 South Selby,
uh-huh.
Marion, Indiana.
And your zip?
46952.
And what's your home phone number?
1-317-674-5374.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been working on the family tree a little bit, and I haven't got too far on the Oneys.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's real interesting.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I expect him back in town on Friday, okay?
Yeah.
So I'll talk to him and see what he says, and maybe he'll give you a buzz or send you some information or whatever, okay?
Okay. How long ago did he get the letter? Do you have any idea?
I really don't know.
I know. It was strange, you know. I sent out four letters at once to four different people, and I never got a single reply.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't figure that out. I thought maybe the mail messed up or something.
I think he did receive your letter. If it wasn't from you, it was from somebody else. Of course, we've had several people from the family, you know, ask him, you know, about the family tree and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'd be real interested, and I'm working on all the different lines of the family going back, you know.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 18.
You're 18?
Yeah.
I thought you sounded kind of young.
Oh, how old are you?
23.
Oh. Huh.
So your dad's Ed Porter?
No, my dad's Don Porter.
Don Porter.
Ed's older brother.
Okay.
Yep. That's how it goes, I guess.
Okay.
And I guess your dad probably knows my dad, maybe, or knows of him, or
something. I wouldn't doubt it.
He should. He's Mamaw's oldest son.
Yeah.
That's, Everett and Grace Porter's oldest son.
So, like Grace Porter, like your great...
She's my grandmother.
Oh, she's just your grandmother.
Yeah, and her mother was Armina Oney, who's Ed Oney's sister.
Okay.
That's how it ties all together.
All right.
So Ed Oney's father, John C. Oney, is my great-great-grandfather.
Oh.
And Ed Oney told us, me and my cousin Scott, Ed's oldest boy, was over at Edge, you know, this summer, and he said the Oneys were from Floyd County, and I've been having trouble with them. We went looking all over. We thought we found the right cemetery where Ed Oney's grandfather's buried at. And there's no tombstone. They said an Oney tombstone used to be there, but it's not there now.
Is that there in Baltimore?
It was in Buffalo, there in Carter County. That's where he said it was. It might not be there. I don't know. But we trampled up in the weeds. We went up there two different times, and it was all growing up. It was fun.
Well, listen, it's good talking to you.
Well, nice talking to you.
Okay.
Have him get in touch with me, okay?
Okay, sure would.
Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh, we'll see you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.